Mama ka pandavas chaiva.
Mama ka pandavas chaiva.
Kimma korvata sanjaya.
Kimma korvata sanjaya.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dhritarashtra uvacha.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Dharma kshetre kurukshetre.
Samaveta yuyutsava.
Samaveta yuyutsava.
Mamekam pandavas chaiva.
Mamekam pandavas chaiva.
Kimma korvata sanjaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 我们在读《薄伽梵歌》的第二章，我们已经读到了这一点，就是尔朱呢把他置于 Krishna 门徒的地位上。
We heard how Krishna had tested him. He joked with him at first, thinking just testing his sincerity of purpose.
我们看到 Krishna 是如何考验 Arjuna 的。Krishna 考验 Arjuna 的诚恳度，考验他的目的。
Krishna agreed to accept him. At first he smiled, and then he became serious.
Krishna 后来同意接受他，他一开始在微笑，接着就变得严肃起来。
And text 11, we will hear Krishna begin to speak his first instructions to Arjuna.
在第十一个世界之中，我们将要听到 Krishna 讲述他的第一个训示，对 Arjuna 的训示。
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Asochanan Vasochas Tvam Pragnavadamscha Vashse Gatasam Agatasamscha Nanusochanti Pandita。
至尊人格神说，你口里说着有学识的话，心里却为不值得悲伤的事情而悲伤。智者不为生者悲戚，也不为死者哀伤。
Lord Krishna taking the position of the teacher and chastising the student indirectly.
So Krishna 在这里采取了老师的地位，他在间接地责备他的学生。
Sometimes the student may chastise directly, but here Krishna is a little indirect.
有的时候学生受到直接的责怪，但在这里 Krishna 用了间接的方法。
Sometimes Prabhupada would use the word rascal.
有的时候帕帕会用混蛋这个词。
Foolish person.
愚蠢的人。
Useless.
没用的。
Prabhupada said, "My disciples are just like coal."
Papa 有的时候说，我的门徒就像煤一样。
Right? Yeah. No matter how hard you wash it, it's always black.
不管你怎么努力的去洗，总是黑的。
It doesn't become white.
干净不了，不会变成白色的。
So Prabhupada sometimes criticized.
Papa 有的时候就批评。
Here we see Krishna also saying to Arjuna, "You're speaking learned words."But you're mourning for something which is not worthy of them.
在这里 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，你嘴里说着有学问的话，可是却为不值得悲伤的事情而悲伤。
So Arjuna was thinking that religious principles were higher than politics.
Arjuna 认为宗教的原则高于政治。
He thought this battle, this war is only based on politics. We should come to a higher understanding, religious principles.
他认为这一场战争只是建立在政治的基础上，所以我们应该达到更高层面的理解，就是宗教的原则。
According to religious principles, Arjuna thought this battle is not good.
根据宗教的原则，阿朱呢认为这场大战不好。
But Krishna wants to bring the understanding to a higher platform.
但 Krishna 想把这个理解提高到更高的层面。
He wants the battle to be fought on the platform of knowledge.
他想让这个战争在知识的层面上进行。
And what is real knowledge?
而什么是真正的知识呢？
That is knowledge of matter and spirit and the controller of both of these things.
也就是物质、灵性以及这二者的控制者的这些知识。
So on the spiritual, on the platform of knowledge, there was a good reason to fight.
在知识的基础之上就有作战的理由了。
But Arjuna not on this platform.
Arjuna 还没有达到这个层面。
So therefore, Krishna chastises him and says, "You're silly. You're being foolish."
所以 Krishna 在责怪 Arjuna, 非常的愚蠢，非常的蠢笨。
Prabhupada, in discussing on this verse, he would quote Chanakya Pandit.
Papa 在讨论这个世界的时候引用了 Chanakya Pandit.
Chanakya Pandit was a great philosopher and statesman in the past in India.
Chanakya Pandit 是在印度过去一位非常著名的发言人和政治家。
And he said it's the duty of the father and the spiritual master to always chastise the son.
他说一位父亲或者灵性导师的职责就是一直去责怪一个儿子。
He said, if you simply praise them and pat them on the head, then that will not force them to do better.
如果你仅仅赞美他，拍拍他们的头，这就不会促进他们做得更好。
So, but if you criticize them and try to get more, force them to do better, then they will improve.
如果你批评他们，强迫他们做得更多，他们就会改善。
Also, In this regard, we can quote how Lord Chaitanya described how his spiritual master called him a fool.
而且在这方面，我们还可以看到朱柴坦尼在经典中描述说他如何被他自己的灵性导师描述称呼为一个傻瓜。
Yeah, Lord Chaitanya said my spiritual master said, I'm a foolish person and I cannot understand Vedanta.
朱柴坦尼说，我的灵性导师说我是一个傻瓜，我不能够理解维丹塔。
So I should just chant Hare Krishna.
所以就只是唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Of course, Lord Chaitanya also could understand Vedanta.
当然了，朱柴坦尼也能够理解维丹塔。
But he was bringing out the point, in the presence of a superior, one should not pose oneself as being learned.
但他的要点是说，在一个人的长辈面前，一个人不应该摆出自己非常博学、有学问那种姿态。
Before the spiritual master, one should consider oneself a fool.
在一个人的灵性导师面前，人应该认为自己是一个傻瓜。
So it is certainly wrong to try to instruct one's spiritual master.
因此，试图训斥一个人的灵性导师的当然是错误的。
So Arjuna is being put properly in his position by Krishna.
Arjuna 就被 Krishna 恰当的置于他的应有的地位上。
As we heard yesterday, talks between the spiritual master and the disciple are serious business.
就像昨天我们已经听到过的，在灵性导师和门徒之间的谈话是一种很严肃的事情。
Sometimes people like to socialize with the spiritual master, just be friendly.
有的时候人们想跟灵性导师搞社交，就是想成为朋友的关系。
There is a friendly relationship there, but the real business is serious talk.
的确是有这种友善的关系的，但是灵性的体旨是一个很严肃的话题。
Prabhupada often complained how people think the duty of the spiritual master, people just come to see the spiritual master when they want to cure some disease.
帕帕经常抱怨说灵性导师的这个职责是什么，经常有人会向灵性导师来请求他治愈自己的某些疾病。
They think the spiritual master is a doctor or he has some magic mantras to cure every disease.
他们认为灵性导师是一位医生，有一些神秘的 mantra 可以治愈疾病。
Or theySomebody to advise them about how to make more money in their business.
或者是说是一个能够建议他们如何在生意上赚得更多金钱的人。
But the real business of the spiritual master is to help one advance on the spiritual path.
但灵性导师的真正的工作是帮助门徒在灵性的道路上前进。
So we will see through the Bhagavad Gita how Krishna instructs Arjuna.
我们会在《博迦梵歌》之中看到 Krishna 是如何教导 Arjuna 的。
We'll read on the next verse.
我们接着读下一个诗节。
From text 11 up to text 30, all of these instructions are in relation to the distinction between the body and the soul.
从第十一个诗节一直到第三十个诗节为止，这一些诗节讨论的话题都是跟躯体和灵魂有关的。
Yeah, this is a very basic knowledge, the knowledge of the soul.
是非常基础的知识，关于灵魂的知识。
And it's not repeated later on.
而且以后呢，就没有再被重复过了。
Okay. Nadvevaham chatu nashyam natvam neme janadepaha nachaivana bhavishyama sarvevayam ataparam
过去从未有一个时候我不曾存在，你所有这些国王也是一样，将来我们大家也不会不复存在。
So this is a powerful verse which we should also try to at least know the translation.
这也是一个非常有力量的诗节，我们也应该试图知道它的译文是什么。
Krishna is explaining the individuality of everyone.
Krishna 在解释每一个人的个体性。
Krishna says, I, you, and all the kings.
Krishna 说我、你还有所有的国王们。
So this is everyone. the first person, second person, and the third person.
这指的是每一个人，第一人称、第二人称和第三人称。
So everyone is eternally an individual.
每一个人都是永恒的，而且是个体的。
In the past, now, and in the future.
在过去、现在和将来。
So there's no question accepting the Mayavadi philosophy.
因此就根本没有任何接受 Mayavadi 哲学的必要。
The Mayavadi idea is that we're individuals now, but we can become one.
Mayavadi 的概念是现在我们都是个体，但我们可以成为一。
Our individuality related to this body, this world.
我们的个体性质跟这个世界里的这个躯体有关。
Sometimes they say that our individuality is only material.
有的时候他们说我们的个体性仅仅是物质的。
But our souls are all one.
但我们的灵魂全都是一。
Krishna doesn't support this.
Krishna 不支持这种说法。
This is his very first instruction.
这是他的第一个教导。
That we're all eternally individuals.
我们全都是永恒的个体。
Lord Chaitanya's preaching is against this Mayavadi philosophy.
主彩坦涅的使命，主彩坦涅的传教就是反对这种 Mayavadi 哲学。
And Prabhupada's pranam mantra, we say nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatari. We are preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya, defeat this impersonal philosophy.
在Srila Prabhupada 的 Pranam Mantra 顶拜祷文之中就提到 Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadya Deshatarini 我们传播主彩坦涅的哲学就是为了击败 Mayavadi 的哲学
This instruction by Krishna is the beginning of Krishna's teaching about to counteract Arjuna's compassion on the soul
Krishna 给出的这一教导
Compassion on the body, right?
Krishna 给出的这一教导，也就是说 ，Krishna 给出的第一个训谕，就是为了指导Arjuna，让他放弃对这个躯体的怜悯。
Prabhupada gives his different arguments against his Mayavadi philosophies.
Prabhupada 提出了各种论据来反对 Mayavadi 的哲学。
He said, if the impersonalist may say that this oneness is only in relation to the body.He is only to the body, but
他提到非人格主义者说个体性全都是跟躯体有关系的，而所有的人的灵魂呢都是一个。
But Prabhupada argues that this is true, then there's no difference between Krishna and us.
帕帕就辩驳到呢，如果这个是真的，那么在 Krishna 和我们之间就没有区别了。
Krishna is just like us, then there's no value to the Bhagavad Gita.
如果 Krishna 就像我们一样，国家放歌并没有意义。
But the Mayavadis, they also accept the Bhagavad Gita.
但 Mayavadi 们他们也接受薄伽梵歌。
They're also preaching the Bhagavad Gita.
他们也在传教薄伽梵歌。
Even Shankaracharya preached the Bhagavad Gita.
即便 Shankaracharya 也在传教 Bhagavad Gita, 薄伽梵歌。
Even the Buddhists like to read the Bhagavad Gita.
即使是佛教徒们他们也喜欢阅读薄伽梵歌。
Why? Because it's not spoken by an ordinary person.
为什么？就是因为这不是一个普通人所讲述的。
It is eternal knowledge.
这是永恒的知识。
It is not a sectarian philosophy.
这并不是某一个宗派的哲学。
It has nothing to do with Hinduism or any other sectarian religion.
这跟印度教或者是任何其他的宗派之见是没有任何关系的。
It is basic philosophy.
这是基础的哲学。
And it's coming from the personality of Godhead himself, Lord Sri Krishna.
而且来自于至尊人格首神 Krishna 本人。
So there are no defects in this philosophy.
因此在这门哲学之中没有任何缺陷。
Other people may come up with some philosophy, but it will be challenged and defeated by somebody else.
其他一些人可能会臆造出一种哲学来，但会被另外的人所击败、所挑战。
The teachings of Lord Krishna, the absolute truth.
但 Krishna 的教导却是绝对真理。
There's no change in them. The people may change their interpretation of Krishna's teaching.But Krishna's message is the same.
人们可能会改变对 Krishna 的教导的解释，但是 Krishna 的教导却一直都是一样的。
Prabhupada also explains certain types of people who will never understand this message of Krishna.
帕帕还解释了有不同种类的人永远也理解不了 Krishna 的这种教导。
He says they're like people who are envious of Krishna, who are not devotees.
他提到那些嫉妒 Krishna 的人不是奉献者的人。
He said they may try to use the message of Bhagavad Gita, cannot understand the meaning.
他说他们可能会利用薄伽梵歌的意思，但是他们却不能够了解其中真正的含义。
He said just like a bee trying to taste the honey by licking the jar.
他说就好像是一只蜜蜂想通过舔这个瓶子的外边一样，来品尝里边的这个蜂蜜的味道。
So they can never taste the real sweetness of the Bhagavad Gita.
因此他们永远也品尝不到薄伽梵歌真正的甜美。
But we know the Bhagavad Gita is, it has touched the hearts. It has reached many people in all walks of life.
但我们知道薄伽梵歌可以打动所有人的心，而且触及到生活中各个阶层的人。
Not everyone becomes a devotee.
可是不是每一个人都成为奉献者。
The real purpose of the Bhagavad Gita, however, if we really study the Bhagavad Gita, the real purpose is to become Krishna's devotee.
然而如果我们认真地研习薄伽梵歌的话，就会发现薄伽梵歌的真正目的就是让我们成为 Krishna 的奉献者。
Just like there are so many people nowadays, they're also doing yoga, and they're also interested a little bit to know about the teaching of Bhagavad Gita.
就像现今有很多的人，他们都在学习瑜伽，他们也有一些兴趣了解薄伽梵歌。
But they only want to know the first few parts, the first six chapters.
但他们只想了解前面的一小点部分，也就是头六章。
Don't tell us anything about Krishna.
不要告诉我们任何跟 Krishna 有关的事情。
We just want to know about yoga.
我们只想了解瑜伽。
There was a famous yogi from India. He's still alive. He translated Bhagavad Gita, but only the first six chapters.
有一位来自印度的著名的 yogi 瑜伽师，他呢现在还活着，他只是翻译了薄伽梵歌的头六章。
Because they're not interested in Krishna.
因为他们对 Krishna 不感兴趣。
They like Krishna's teachings, but they separate Krishna's teachings from Krishna.
他们喜欢 Krishna 的教导，但他们却把 Krishna 的教导和 Krishna 本人割裂开来。
But Arjuna is he's taken Krishna's teachings because he has a deep feeling for Krishna.
而朱呢，接受 Krishna 的教导，是因为他对 Krishna 有深深的感情。
Later we will hear Arjuna's qualification to hear the Bhagavad Gita.
以后我们会听到阿朱呢聆听薄伽梵歌的资格。
Because he's a devotee of Krishna, so he can understand this message.
因为他是 Krishna 的一位奉献者，所以他能够理解这门知识。
But if one is not a devotee, if one is envious of Krishna, then he won't understand the message of Bhagavad Gita.
但如果一个人不是 Krishna 的奉献者，他嫉妒 Krishna 的话，他就不能够理解薄伽梵歌的讯息。
They may be great scholars in Sanskrit.
他们可能是梵文方面的大学者。
And they may have memorized so many slokas of Bhagavad Gita.
他们也可能已经背下薄伽梵歌上很多的诗节，梵文诗节。
But they don't have this love. They don't have attachment for Krishna.
但他们却没有这种爱，没有对 Krishna 的依附。
So they don't really know the real message of Bhagavad Gita.
所以他们不了解薄伽梵歌的真正讯息是什么。
And the Mayavada teachings have this effect.
Mayavada 的教导就有这种效果。
Mayavada philosophy is actually it's because people are envious of Krishna.
Mayavada 哲学之所以产生，就是因为其实人们嫉妒 Krishna.
Because the Mayavada philosophy will say Krishna is also Brahman.
因为 Mayavada 哲学呢，就说 Krishna 也是 Brahman.
And we can also be Brahman.
我们也可以成为 Brahman.
And there's no difference between Krishna and us.
而在 Krishna 和我们之间没有区别。
They don't want to recognize that Krishna is superior.
他们不想承认 Krishna 优越于我们。
But the whole idea, Bhagavad Gita, we heard, Arjuna has taken the position of the disciple of Krishna.
但整部的薄伽梵歌我们已经听到了 ，Arjuna 他采取了 Krishna 门徒的地位。
Krishna is going to instruct him.
Krishna 将要教导他。
He has to accept Krishna's teaching.
他必须要接受 Krishna 的教导。
But the Mayavadi people, they may take a guru, but their idea is also to give up that guru.
但 Mayavadi 人士，他们的想法是接受一位 guru, 但他们同时也想要放弃那位 guru.
They may even have some deity and worship some deity of Krishna.
可能甚至还会有一些神像，崇拜 Krishna 的神像。
But they're thinking one day they will become Krishna.
但他们心里却想着，终于有一天他们会成为 Krishna.
Or they will become one with.
或者他们可以跟 Krishna 合而为一。
So the Mayavadi philosophy is a very dangerous thing.
因此 Mayavadi 哲学是一件非常危险的事情。
Lord Chaitanya always warned the devotee never to hear the Mayavadi philosophy.
主 Chaitanya 总是警告奉献者们说，永远也不要聆听 Mayavadi 哲学。
If you just hear the Mayavadi philosophy can enter your heart, you can be doomed.
如果你聆听了 Mayavadi 哲学的话，这种哲学会进入你的内心，你就注定完蛋了。
You lose all your devotion for Krishna.
你就失去了你所有对 Krishna 的奉爱。
There are examples, even people who are initiated by great spiritual masters, that somehow they were influenced by the impersonal philosophy.
有一些例子讲的就是一些奉献者，他们受到伟大奉献者的启迪，然而他们却受到了非人格主义哲学的影响。
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a incident of Ramachandra Puri.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 之中有 Ramachandra Puri 的例子。
He was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
他是 Madhavendra Puri 的门徒。
And he tried to instruct his spiritual master that he should be attached to the impersonal Brahman.
他试图教导他自己的灵性导师应该依附非人格的 Brahman.
Madhavendra Puri was at this point leaving the world, and he was at the time of leaving the world, he was cultivating the mood of separation from Krishna.
马德温德普瑞当时正在要隐迹，所以正在他离开这个世界的时候，他在培养跟 Krishna 的这种分离的情感。
So he was lamenting his separation.
他在为自己的分离而悲伤。
And at that time, his disciple Ramachandra Puri came to him.
而在那个时候，他的门徒 Ramachandra Puri 来到他面前。
And the foolish disciple tried to instruct his guru.
这个愚蠢的门徒试图教导他的 guru.
And he said, "Oh, Guruji, don't lament."
他说 ，Guruji， 不要悲伤。
One who is on the platform of Brahman is always happy.
一个处在 Brahman 层面上的人总是快乐的。
So his guru said, "Get out of here. If I have to see your face at the time of death, I will never achieve my destination."
他的 guru 就说：“你给我滚出去！如果我再看到你的脸，我永远也达不到我的目的地。”
So he was initiated by a bona fide spiritual master.
他是被一位真正的灵性导师所启迪的。
Madhavendra Puri was a very great soul.
Madhavendra Puri 是一位非常伟大的灵魂。
But his foolish disciple could not take advantage.
但他愚蠢的门徒却不能好好利用这一点。
And he tried to instruct his guru.
他在试图训示他的 guru.
And the result was he became a victim of fault finding.
后来结果就是他成了一个吹毛求疵的人。
And he even came to Jagannath Puri and found faults with Lord Chaitanya.
他甚至去了 Jagannath Puri, 在主 Chaitanya 身上挑毛病。
So we should always remember this incident. Be very careful.
我们应该总是记着这件事情，一直要小心。
And Lord Chaitanya even met a Mayavadi. He had to see a Mayavadi. He would throw himself in the Ganges to purify himself.
有一次，主柴坦尼见了一个 Mayavadi， 结果他就把自己扔进了恒河来净化自己。
Brijan Prabhu was recently here in Beijing.
Brijan Prabhu 最近在北京。
I don't know. Did he tell you about when he was in Japan when Prabhupada came to Osaka?
我不知道他有没有告诉你们，他原来在日本帕帕去 Osaka。
Osaka、mm.。
Osaka 的那个城市的事情。
There was some program, some Indian people there.
在那里有一个节目，有一些印度人在。
And there was some Mayavadi was invited to give a talk first before Prabhupada.
而有一些 Mayavadi 人士就邀请帕帕给讲话。
The man was speaking in Hindi. The devotees didn't know what he was saying. Osaka is a town, city.
Osaka 是个城市，日本的城市。
So there was some Mayavadi. He was giving the lecture in Hindi. The devotees didn't know what he was saying.
那个 Mayavadi 他在用印地语讲课，那么奉献者不知道他在说什么。
So while he was giving the lecture, Prabhupada told the devotees. He said, "Get up, stand up immediately, start kirtan."
那么他刚一说完话，奉献帕帕就命令奉献者说：“赶快起来，去开始 kirtan。”
The man was still giving the lecture.
那个人还在讲课呢。
Prabhupada said, "Immediately start chanting."
帕帕立刻就说：“赶快唱诵。”
The devotees got their car tops up.
奉献者就开始打挠敲挠脖打鼓。
The man was still, you know, he was trying to give the talk, and he saw the devotees chanting.
那个人呢，试图在讲话，可是他看见奉献者们在唱诵。
So the man, he saw the devotees chanting, so he just had to stop and he sat down.
那个人看到奉献者们在唱诵，所以他不得不停下来坐下来。
So after the whole program was over, the Prabhupada explained what happened.
在整个节目结束之后，帕帕就解释到底发生了什么事情。
He said that man, he was talking so much poison, so much Mayavadi philosophy.
他说这个人呢讲了这么多的毒药，这么多 Mayavadi 哲学。
He said I could not tolerate it.
他说我不能再忍受下去了。
And the devotees stopped the whole thing with their kirtan.
他就让奉献者通过 kirtan 来阻止整个事情。
So this Mayavadi philosophy, envious, very envious thing, but it is spread everywhere.
Mayavadi 哲学是一件嫉妒的事情，但是它却四处传播。
Everywhere you will see so many Mayavadi books everywhere.
四处传播，你可以在每一个地方都看到许多 Mayavadi 的书籍。
So.Prabhupada wants us to distribute his books so that the personal philosophy.
帕帕想让我们派发他的书籍，这样人们就可以阅读人格主义的书了。
This is an important verse to challenge the Mayavadis.
无论如何，这是一个非常有力量的世界，可以挑战 Mayavadi 们。
We'll read the next verse, text 13.
接着读下一个诗节第十三节。
Dehinosmin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara praptir virastatra namuyati。
正如体坤的灵魂在身体里经历童年、青年、老年的变化一样，躯体死亡时，灵魂便进入另一躯体，智者不会为此变化所困惑。
So, Krishna is speaking this verse to tell Arjuna that you don't have to worry about Bhishma and Drona giving up their old bodies.
Krishna 讲述这个诗节就是为了告诉阿尔朱呢，你不必为 Bhishma 和 Drona 放弃这个躯体而悲伤。
They're going to get new bodies. They will get a good body, a new body very soon.
因为他们很快就会得到新的躯体，得到更好的躯体。
Either they're going to go to heaven.
或者他们上天堂
or else they'll go back to the spiritual world.
或者他们会回到灵性世界。
So there's no reason to lament.
没有悲伤的理由。
Their bodies are old anyway.
无论如何，他们的躯体已经年迈了。
If they give up their old body, they'll get a nice new body.
放弃他们的老的躯体，他们会得到一个新的好的躯体。
So, of course, to appreciate this, one has to be on the platform of Dira. One has to be sober-minded.
当然如果要能够欣赏这一点，一个人必须处在 Dira， 也就是说非常清醒的层面上。
The one who is Dira, who is sober-minded, he has to be in knowledge the difference between the body and the soul.
一个 Dira， 也就是说头脑清醒的人，必须要了解躯体跟灵魂之间的知识。
Also the controller of both.
以及二者的控制者。
So then Prabhupada also talks about the qualification of the teacher.That the teacher should not cannot be somebody who's an illusion.
帕帕接着提到了一名老师的资格，一个老师是不能够处在幻想之中的。
If the teacher is also under the control of the material energy, then he cannot free his disciples from the material energy.
如果一名老师也处在物质能量的迷惑之下，那么他就不能够使门徒摆脱物质能量的迷惑。
There's a difference between Krishna and Arjuna.
因此，在 Krishna 和 Arjuna 之间有区别。
Krishna is not.Under the power of the material, this bodily attachment.
Krishna 并不在这种物质的躯体化概念的影响之下。
Arjuna, he's playing the part of the ordinary person. He's the ordinary living entities. We have the tendency to fall down.
Arjuna 在扮演一个普通人的角色，作为普通的生物体，我们有一种堕落的倾向。
We are also Krishna's energy as spirit souls.
我们作为灵魂呢，也是 Krishna 的能量。
And the super soul is also Krishna's energy.
超灵也是 Krishna 的能量。
What is the difference?
区别是什么？
The super soul doesn't fall down.
超灵不会堕落。
We, the living entity, individual, we have that tendency that we can fall under the spell of material energy.
而我们作为生物体，却有这种落入物质自然能量的影响之下的倾向。
So this is a difference between Krishna and us.
这就是在 Krishna 和我们之间的一大区别。
In the same way, the teacher, the Krishna's representative, he has to be above this illusion to give proper instruction.
那些老师们，也就是 Krishna 的代表们，他们必须摆脱幻象，才能够恰当地给出这些教导。
In one lecture on this verse, Prabhupada spoke about how no one wants to die.
在关于这个世界的一次讲课之中，舒罗帕帕解释说，没有人想死。
We'll certainly all try to save ourselves.
如果发生危险的话，我们当然每一个人都要试图拯救自己。
Why is it we have this desire to want to live?
为什么我们会有这种求生的欲望呢？
Because we know there's so much trouble to take birth again.
因为我们知道再次投生的话有太多的麻烦了。
That even though.There's the possibility, we know you get a new body, but it's so much trouble.
即便我们知道会得到一副新的躯体，但仍然还是有太多的麻烦。
The baby was crying. We could see it's not an easy thing.
那个小婴儿在哭，所以我们就能够了解到，可不是一件容易的事情。
Taking the body, new body again, have to go through all the pains growing up.
再次接受一个新的躯体，就意味着你要。在经历这些成长的痛苦。
Srimad Bhagavatam describes how the baby is in such difficult condition.
Srimad Bhagavatam 描述了婴儿是如何处在一种非常困难的境况之中。
Sometimes he's hungry, nobody gives him anything, the baby anything to eat.
有的时候他饿了，但是却没有人给婴儿东西吃。
And when he's not hungry, then they're forcing food down the mouth.
有的时候他不饿，他们却强迫着他把东西吃进他的嘴里。
Sometimes some insects or in some germs are biting.
有的时候一些昆虫一些细菌在咬他。
And can't do anything about it.
他对此无能为力。
So many troubles are there in the new body.
在新的躯体上有这么多的麻烦。
So as living entities, we're conscious of that. Therefore, we have that desire to live.
作为生物体呢，我们都觉察到这一切，所以我们有想活下去的愿望。
We know we don't want to have to go through all those miseries again.
我们不想再一次经历那些痛苦了。
Again, you have to go back to 小学 start writing Chinese characters again, memorizing so much work.
你还得重新去上小学，一个汉字一个汉字的学着写，并且要记。
Oh, so much trouble.
太多的麻烦。
Also, because the soul's nature is eternal.
而且还因为灵魂的本性是永恒的。
Where the body, we're not thinking the soul, we're thinking our body is eternal.
但我们却在想着我们的躯体，我们以为我们的躯体是永恒的，并没有想着我们的灵魂是永恒的。
Even when you get old, you still sometimes think you're a young person.
即便你变老的时候，你有的时候还认为你是个年轻人。
Tamal Krishna Goswami always used to say to us, he would always say to us, remember how old you are.
Tamal Krishna Goswami 经常对我们说，他说要记住你们有多老了。
Yeah, not difficult. It's not difficult for me to remember, he just said.
Swami 就说对我来讲要记住这一点毫不困难。
But still, the power of Maya is so strong that you are given an opportunity for Sanskrit to be forget.That we are old.
但仍然玛雅的力量如此的强大，一旦有机会让我们进行感官享乐的话，我们就忘记了自己老的是个事实。
So we have to understand this is due to our spiritual nature because our soul is eternal.
这是由于我们灵性的本性，因为灵魂是永恒的。
The soul doesn't get old.
灵魂并不变老。
But this body is going through these changes.
而躯体经历这些变化。
And nobody's exempt. Everybody, every body, every living entity.
不用检查，因为每一个人每一个生物体都是这样的。
Not just only Krishna, Arjuna and the kings, everyone.
并不仅仅是 Krishna, Arjuna, 国王们，每一个人都如此。
Yeah, even the living the plants, the trees, they're also growing old.
即便植物这些树木它们也会变老。
The bodies are changing.
躯体在改变。
You have to take another body.
你必须要接受另外一副躯体。
Only the sober-minded, only the dearest one in knowledge can accept this change without being bewildered.
只有头脑清醒的人，一位 dira， 一位理智的人，才能够不受困惑地接受这些变化。
Sometimes people may say, "What is the difference? Why be a devotee? The devotees also grow old and die."
有的时候人们会说，那有什么区别呢？因为奉献者也会变老，也会死亡的。成为一位奉献者，不成为一位奉献者之间有什么区别呢？
So Prabhupada would simply explain the difference between the rat in the jaws of the mouth of a cat and a kitten in the jaws of the mouth of a cat.
帕帕就会解释一只在老猫嘴巴里的老鼠和一只在老猫嘴巴里的小猫之间的区别。
So for the rat in the jaws of the cat, it is a very fearful situation.
对于在老猫嘴里的老鼠来讲呢，它处在非常危险的境况之中。
But for a devotee, he's like the kitten in the jaws of the cat.
但对于奉献者而言，他就好像是在老猫嘴里的小猫一样。
The devotee is sure that he's in the hands of Krishna.
奉献者确信他在 Krishna 手中。
He serves Krishna in this life, in the next life he'll go to serve Krishna some other place.
他在这一世里服务 Krishna， 而下一世他会去别的什么地方服务 Krishna。
Okay, we'll go on. Text 14.
我们接着读第十四十节。
Matra sparshastu konteya sitoshna sukadukada agama payeno nityas tamstatik shashvabharata
昆契之子呀，快乐和痛苦时来时去，如同冬夏季节的交替。巴拉特的后裔呀，他们来源于感官的感知，人应该学会容忍他们，不为所动。
Arjuna has to fight with his teachers and his family members.
而朱呢不得不和他的老师和家庭成员作战。
So this verse is quoted by Krishna to encourage Arjuna to be tolerant.
Krishna 引用这一个世界的目的就在于鼓励而朱呢变得容忍。
In doing your duty, sometimes there are difficulties.
在履行我们职责的时候，有时候会碰到困难。
But one will not give up doing his duty.
但一个人是不会放弃履行他的职责的。
Prabhupada in his purport talks about taking bath in the winter.
爸爸在他的要旨之中提到在冬天沐浴的事情。
Also cooking in the hot weather.
而且以及在炎热的天气里烹调的事情。
So places a person following religious principles, he will do his duty.
在这两处地方呢，人们都是在遵循宗教原则，履行他们的职责。
Another, some examples are given by the great Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
另外的一个例子是由伟大的 Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Das Thakur 给出的。
And he explained that if you put ointment, if you have some infection on your eye, you put some ointment on the eye.
他说，如果你的眼睛发炎了的话，就把一些油膏涂在你的眼睛上。
And you put the ointment, it stings. It feels like, oh, it's so painful.
你把油膏涂在眼睛上的时候就有刺痛感，感觉特别疼。
But it cures.
但它却能治好你的病。
So the devotee tolerates a person with a disease, they will tolerate the little discomfort in order to cure their eye.
一个有病的人，他会忍受这种小小的不便，为了治好他的眼睛。
Another example is that in the winter time, if you take water and take a bath with cold water, the water, in the summertime, if you take a bath with cold water, the water is refreshing, it feels pleasing.
另外一个例子说，如果你在夏天用冷水沐浴的话，这个水就是特别清新，让你感觉到为之一振。
Or if in the wintertime you take a bath with warm water, then that is also pleasing.
而你在冬天的时候用温水沐浴，这也是让人愉快的。
In the same way, if you're hungry, and then you get some food,You haven't eaten for a long time, then you get some food, then you feel so much appreciation.
同样道理，如果你很长时间没有吃东西，你感觉到饥饿，然后你吃一些东西，你就特别欣赏这个东西。
It doesn't matter what they give you to eat, you know, it may be something very simple, but if you haven't eaten for a long time, you will appreciate that food and think it's so nice.
无论人家给你什么，即便是人家给你准备的非常的简单，但如果你是好久没有吃东西的话，你也会接受它，认为它特别好。
Vishwanath Chakravarti explains devotees may suffer.
Vishwanath Chakravarti 他解释说，奉献者也可以遭受痛苦。
They may have to accept some difficulties, hardships in their devotional service.
他们在他们的奉献服务之中也可能遭受到一些困难和痛苦。
But there's a reason behind this.
但在这背后是有原因的。
The reason is it increases the pleasure of coming to Krishna and being with Krishna.
这个原因就是说可以增加奉献者去接近 Krishna 跟 Krishna 在一起时候的快乐
Those troubles which we accept they help to make it more pleasurable for us when we actually come to get in Krishna's association
我们接受的那些麻烦在我们终于能够得到 Krishna 联谊的时候就会让我们感觉到倍增的快乐
And the difficulties which we accept they help to increase our longing for Krishna
而我们接受的那些困难就可以增加我们对 Krishna 的渴求
and our dependent it makes us also more dependent on Krishna
而且会让我们更加的依赖 Krishna
a devotee have meeting difficulties we should understand it's not ordinary it's Krishna's arrangement
如果一个奉献者接受困难的处境的话我们应该理解到这不是普通的事情而是 Krishna 的安排
Krishna sometimes puts us in these difficult situations just to increase ourintensity of devotional service.
有的时候 Krishna 把我们置于困境之中就是为了增强我们奉献服务的这种强烈的情感。
Yeah, if our life is just, if we just go along very casually, we don't appreciate so much the need for Krishna consciousness. We just take everything very casually and very easily.
如果我们的生活非常的轻松随意我们就不会这么欣赏 Krishna, 不会觉得对 Krishna 有这种需求了我们就会很随便。
So these difficulties in spiritual life in the course of our devotional service are very helpful for us.
因此灵性生活中以及在我们奉献服务的过程中的这些困难对我们非常的有帮助。
And sometimes the difficulties may be due to physical working conditions or it may be due to working with different people.
有的时候我们的这个困难就来自于我们的工作的环境或者是说跟不同的人打交道的时候产生的。
In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a description aboutHaridas Thakur going for preaching with Lord Nityananda.
在 Chaitanya Bhagavat 之中有一个描述讲的是 Haridas Thakur 跟主尼天南的一起去传教。
You know, Lord Chaitanya told them, go door to door, get everyone to chant the holy name.
主 Chaitanya 告诉他们要挨门挨户的告诉每一个人唱诵圣名。
But it was not easy for Haridas Thakur.
但是对 Haridas Thakur 来讲却并不容易。
Haridas Thakur was the...Lord Chaitanya sent me with this man. He's so restless.
Maharidas Thakur 就说朱彩贪念让我跟这个人一起去，他真是不安分。
I want to go one way, he'll go the other way.
我去一边，结果他想去另一边。
He said sometimes he goes that he'll dive in the Ganga where all the crocodiles are.
有的时候他会跳到恒河里，那里充满了鳄鱼。
And he'll try to catch the crocodiles.
他还会去试图抓住鳄鱼呢。
And I have to shout them to come out.
我就必须得跟他嚷嚷，让他出来。
And he ignores me and he floats down the river like he's a dead man.
而且他忽略我，他就像一个死人一样，顺着恒河的流下去。
And then when he sees some little boy, then he'll get out and he'll start shouting and threatening to beat the boy.
他看到有一些小男孩的时候，他就开始大声的嚷嚷，威胁要打那个男孩。
And then the boy's parents will come and they'll want to beat Nityananda, and I have to talk to them.
然后呢，那个男孩的父母就会来，他们想打尼天丹的，我就得跟他们的父母谈。
And then sometimes he steals the butter and cream from the people selling their butter and things, and he will steal it.
因为有的时候呢，他还会从那些卖黄油、卖酸奶的人那里偷东西。
And they beat me because I'm with them.
他们就后来就打我，因为我跟他在一起。
And then when he sees a young beautiful woman, he'll go up to her and ask her to marry him.
而且他有时候看到漂亮姑娘的时候，他就走上前去要人家嫁给他。
I have to go around with this crazy man all day.
我得整天跟这个疯子混在一起。
When he sees a cow, he'll milk the cow and drink the milk himself.
而且他有时候看到一头母牛，他就挤牛奶，然后呢喝这个牛奶。
So this way, Haridas Thakur was.Revealing his mind, he thought, you know, why I have to put up with this crazy man.
这样 Haridas Thakur 就吐露心声，在想着为什么他被跟这个疯子绑在一起呢？
So sometimes in devotional service, we have to accept the plan of the arrangements of Krishna.
有的时候在奉献服务的过程中，我们必须要接受 Krishna 的计划。
This verse tells us about the importance of being tolerant.
这个世界讲的就是容忍的重要性。
Prabhupada had to tolerate so many inconveniences.
Prabhupada 也要忍受许多不便。
Certainly, it was not easy for him to go to New York and live with so many young hippies.
当然，对他而言，去纽约跟这么多年轻的嬉皮士住在一起是很不容易的。
And even after he started established temples, he didn't, you know, he had so many difficult, the young disciples.
甚至在他开始设立庙宇的时候呢，他也跟他的这些年轻的门徒们之间有很多的困难。
And even his own god brothers were criticizing him.
连他自己的神兄弟都批评他。
So Prabhupada had to tolerate so much.
帕帕要这么容忍。
So in the same way, Arjuna is being told by Krishna he should tolerate.
同样道理，阿朱呢也被 Krishna 告知要容忍。
Heat and cold, happiness. If one is attached to happiness and distress, that is not good.
如果一个人依附快乐和痛苦，那就不好了。
We'll be hearing more about this.
在下个世节之中，我们将聆听到更多有关这方面的内容。
Text 15.
第十五节。
Yamhina vyatayanti ete purusham purusharshaba samadukha sukham diram somritatvaya kalpate.
人中俊杰阿朱那样。不为苦乐所忧，文处两境者，肯定有资格获得解脱。
So Arjuna is described as Purusharshaba, the best of men.
Arjuna 被描述为 Purusharshaba, 就是人中的俊杰。
Why is he the best of men? Because he's Krishna's own personal friend.
为什么他是人中俊杰呢？因为他是 Krishna 自己的朋友。
You couldn't have a better qualification.
你不可能有更好的资格了。
Who is eligible for liberation?
在这个世界之中提到了谁有资格获得解脱。
That person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress.
就是一个不为苦乐所动的人。
If we are attached to this pleasure of the senses, or if we are disturbed by the miseries of this material world, then means we're not ready yet for liberation.
如果我们受到感官享乐的吸引，这种对感官享乐很依附，而且我们受到这个物质世界里的痛苦的打扰的话，这就意味着我们还没有做好解脱的准备。
We have to become indifferent to these things.
我们必须要对这些事情漠然起来。
And in the purport, Prabhupada talks about how difficult it is to take sannyas.
在要旨之中，帕帕就提到了要成为一位 sannyas 多么不容易。
Because Prabhupada himself.In his early years, he was a householder.
因为帕帕本人早年的时候是一位居士。
He had his home and family. His wife was there.
他有一个家，他有家庭，还有妻子。
But then, as a sannyasi, he had to go off alone.
但作为一个 sannyasi, 他要独自一个人过。
Nobody to depend on.
没有人可以依靠了。
For many several years, Prabhupada didn't have a disciple.
有好几年，帕帕一个门徒都没有。
Even up till he went to America, he only took one disciple.
直到他去美国为止，他只接受了一个门徒。
And that person also wasn't giving him much help. He wasn't living with him.
而且那个人并没有给他多少帮助，他也没有跟他住在一起。
So Prabhupada is saying, he's explaining this idea of taking, of renouncing the world, taking sannyas. Although it is important and necessary, it's very difficult.
那帕帕就在解释，接受萨尼亚西有生活的困难，虽然它非常的重要，同时呢，它也是很困难的。
It's a training in tolerance.
这是一种对容忍的培训。
This tolerance helps us to become indifferent. The more we're tolerant, we become indifferent to happiness and distress.
我们越是容忍，我们就越不为这些快乐和痛苦所动。
We have to become detached from this material world.
我们要超脱这个物质世界。
We have to give up this desire to want to be happy and comfortable in this world.
我们应该放弃想在这个物质世界上舒适快乐的想法。
And therefore, devotees automatically voluntarily accept difficulties in life, austerities.
因此，奉献者自愿地接受生活之中的苦行，生活中的困难。
The minimum austerity which we should accept is the four regulative principles.
最低限度的苦行就是我们所接受的四项规范原则。
This is a great austerity in the Kali Yuga.
在卡利瑜伽，这是一项非常大的苦行。
But if we accept these four principles along with the chanting of Hare Krishna, then it will help us to become indifferent to the happiness and distress of the material world.
如果我们能够一边唱诵 Hare Krishna 一边接受这四项规范原则的话，那么我们就会对物质世界里的快乐和痛苦默然置之。
We can become indifferent to the material world.
这样我们就可以不用再重视这个物质世界了。
Prabhupada explains Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas, a young man, 24.
帕帕解释说，主柴坦尼亚是非常年轻，24岁的时候就接受了 sannyas.
Leaving a young wife and his old mother.
留下一个年轻的妻子和他年迈的母亲。
In the same way, Prabhupada left his family and children.
同样的，帕帕也离开了他的家庭，离开了他的孩子。
Although Prabhupada came back to Calcutta, he didn't go and see his family and children.
尽管帕帕后来回到加尔各答，但他却没有去看他的家人、他的孩子们。
If his son came to see him, Prabhupada would preach to him and encourage him to take up distributing his books.
如果他的儿子来看他，帕帕就会鼓励他，向他传教，让他派发他的书籍。
Just like he engaged his disciples, he engaged his son in the same way.
就像他让我们这些门徒做事情一样，他也以同样的方式让他的这个儿子去派书。
So Lord Chaitanya left his wife and mother, but for a higher purpose.
主柴坦尼亚他留下了他自己的母亲和妻子，但却为的是更高的目的。
In the same way, Prabhupada also renounced his family for a higher purpose to distribute Krishna consciousness.
同样道理，帕帕他也为了一个更高的目的，就是为了传播 Krishna 的知觉而放弃了他自己的家庭。
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains that one has to be convinced of a better life.
在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中，释迦帕帕说，一个人必须要确信更好的一种生活。
So that better life, there may be also some distress. It will not all be happiness.
在那个更好的生活的过程之中，可能还有一些痛苦，不会是总是快乐的。
Prabhupada was alone. He was walking in the streets in Vrindavan, and he was gored. He was hit by the horns of a bull.
帕帕孤身一人在文达文的街道上走路，他被一头公牛的角给袭击了。
And there was nobody there to take care of him.
没有人照顾他。
He had to take care of himself.
他不得不自己照顾自己。
But he didn't think, "Oh, I have to go home."
他没有想我要回家。
He kept his vow.
他遵守了自己的誓言。
Text 16.
第十六节。
Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sata ubayora pitristantash twanayos tadvadashabi
那些真理的洞察者有言，非存在的东西物质躯体不会持久，永恒的东西灵魂不会变化，他们深究两者的本质之后才得出这样的结论。
Prabhupada explains that both the personalist and the impersonalist they accept that the body is temporary and the soul is eternal.
帕帕在这里解释说呢， 人格主义者和非人格主义者这两种人，他们都同时接受躯体是短暂的，而灵魂是永恒的。
So there are two aspects are being described here. Two aspects. One is sat, and the other is asat.
在这个世界里描述了两个东西，一个是 sat， 一个是 asat。
The soul is sat, and the body is asat.
灵魂是 sat， 而躯体是 asat。
The soul is what exists, but this material body.Just only, it doesn't really exist. Just exists for some time. It's temporary.
灵魂是存在的东西，而躯体呢，不是说存在的东西，它们只是存在短暂的时间。
So a devotee is devotees. We have to associate with the sat.
因此，作为奉献者，我们要跟 sat 有关系。
We know the soul is sat-chit-ananda, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
我们知道灵魂是 sat-chit-ananda, 永恒喜乐，充满知识的。
So devotee, they have to give up the association with the asat.
奉献者必须要放弃和 asat 之间的联系。
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, an important verse is there. Asat sanga tyag e vaishnavatra, stri sanga ekasadu krishna bhakti ar. Lord Chaitanya spoke this verse to Sanatana Goswami.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 之中有一个非常重要的世界，这个世界是主 Chaitanya 向 Sanatana Goswami 讲述的。
And he is telling Sanatana Goswami the characteristic of a Vaishnava, a Vaishnavachar, the characteristic, what is the characteristic of a Vaishnava?
他向 Sanatana Goswami 讲述了一位 Vaishnava 的品格是什么， a Vaishnavachar.
He says, Asat Sangha Tyag, he gives up the association of the Asat.
他说 Asat Sangha Tyag 就放弃跟 Asat 之间的关系。
Doesn't associate with materialistic things.
他不跟任何物质的东西有关。
For women, men, Asat.
对于女人来说，男人就是 Asat.
And for men, women are Asat.
而对于男人来说，女人就是 Asat.
Unnecessary association.
不必要的联谊。
Not that we have to avoid them completely, but only associate as much as necessary.
不是说要完全避免对方，而是只是在必要的情况下才在一起联谊。
Stri Sangi Ekasadu Krishna Bhakti Art. A devotee of Krishna will not associate with the opposite sex, will not intimately associate with the opposite sex, or with people who are not devotees.
因为 Krishna 的奉献者不会和异性亲密的交往，也不会和非奉献者亲密的交往。
Yeah, and also Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami also mentions giving up the association of non-devotees.
在奉爱的甘露之中 Rupa Goswami 也提到要放弃非奉献者的 Nectar of Instruction. 在教诲的甘露之中 Rupa Goswami 也提到要放弃和非奉献者之间的联谊。
Yeah. Of course, you will say, well, I have a job. How can I avoid associating?
我们可能说我有工作，我怎么能避免跟他们之间的联谊呢？
But we do not associate intimately with non-devotees.
但我们不和非奉献者们亲密的交往。
We do not accept their foodstuffs.
我们不接受他们的食物。
We don't reveal our minds to these people.
我们不会向这些人吐露心声。
We be careful about how we associate with non-devotees.
我们要在和非奉献者打交道的时候非常小心。
So this is the meaning ofGiving up the association of the asat.
这就是 asat sangha tyaga 的意思，就是放弃 asat 的联谊。
And devotees, we often have sat sangha coming together, meeting. Lini, you say association, but in Sanskrit it is called sat sangha, association with the sat, with the eternal.
我们中文说联谊，但是梵文就说 sat sangha, 就是跟永恒的东西联谊。
We come together to hear and discuss topics of Krishna, of the soul.
我们聚在一起讨论跟 Krishna 有关的灵性的话题，讨论灵魂。
Proper purpose of association.
这就是联谊的恰当的目的。
There are also asat shastra.
还有 asat shastra.
Yeah, we spoke about don't associate with the opposite sex and non-devotees intimately. Now we have to also be aware of the asat shastra.
我们已经提到了不要跟异性以及不要跟非奉献者亲密的联谊，同时我们也要在意那些 asat shastra。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto you can read how Bhrigu Muni curses the followers of Lord Shiva。
在博迦瓦坛第四篇里你可以读到 Bhrigu Muni 诅咒主希瓦的追随者。
Yeah, when there was a fight between the followers of Shiva and the followers of Bhrigu Daksha。There was a big fight between Shiva's followers and Daksha's followers.
有一次，在主 Shiva 的追随者和 Daksha 的追随者之间发生一场大战。
And they were cursing each other.
他们互相诅咒。
The Shiva, followers of Shiva, they cursed the followers of、Daksha and all the Brahmins.
主 Shiva 的追随者，他们诅咒了 Daksha 的追随者以及所有的 Brahmana 们。
And said they will all become practitioners of just ordinary rituals.
他们的诅咒就是说，这些人只会成为普通仪式的旅行者。
They have no spiritual value.
没有任何灵性的价值。
And then the Brahmanas cursed the followers of Lord Shiva.
而 Brahmana 们也诅咒了主 Shiva 的追随者。
That your followers will all become atheistic, and they'll follow scriptures which have no transcendental purpose.
他们的诅咒是说，你们都会成为无神论者，而且会追随那些没有任何超然意义的经典。
You know, Lord Shiva told his wife Parvati that he was instructed to come in the Kali Yuga.
你们都知道，主 Shiva 教导过他的妻子 Parvati。他被就是主希瓦被教导要在卡利 Yuga 到来
and he came in the form of a Brahmana Shankaracharya
他以一位 Brahmana Shankaracharya 的身份来
and at that time he taught the Asat Shastra
在那个时候他教导 Asat Shastra、
Asat Shastra Prachanam Bodham Muchate there's a famous verse I haven't got it all but、it's like that it mentions Asat Shastra Shankaracharya comes in the Kali Yuga to teach the Asat Shastra
有一个很著名的诗节我没有完全记住那里就提到 Asat Shastra 也就是说主 Shiva 他来教导的是 Asat Shastra
Prachanam Bodham Covered Buddhism
Prachanam Buddha 就是覆盖的佛教
Shankaracharya's teaching is covered Buddhism
Shankaracharya 的教导是覆盖的佛教
It's Buddhism but it's just in a disguised form
是佛教但是一种伪装起来的方式、
Buddha taught the absolute truth is zero. Shankaracharya says it's one.
佛祖说真绝对真理是零，而 Shankaracharya 说呢，所有的一切都是一。
So when you follow these Asat Shastra, if you take this Mayavadi philosophy, then you know there's no transcendental purpose in this philosophy.
当你追随这些 Asat 的这些教导，就是追随这些非人格主义教导的时候呢，在其中你是找不到任何超然价值的。
And the Mayavadi is just want to become enjoyers. They just want to renounce the world so they can enjoy it more.
Mayavadi 们只想成为享受者，他们想弃绝这个物质世界，为的就是享受更多的东西。
We see the Mayavadi preachers that they just take up welfare activities.
我们可以看到 Mayavadi 的传教士，他们只是从事这些福利性的活动。
They have hospitals, they have schools.
他们有医院，有学校。
All social work.
全都是社会工作
Nothing spiritual.
没有什么灵性的东西
Because they have no idea how to get spiritual pleasure.
因为他们不知道怎么得到灵性的快乐
Because if you make everything one, there's no variety anymore.
如果你把所有的一切都当成一，就再也不会有多样性了
There's no relationships, there's no pleasure in service.
然后就没有关系了，也就没有服务的快乐了
And therefore the Mayavadis just become welfare workers.
因此 Mayavadi 们他们仅仅成为了福利性工作者
So this is the result of the Asat Shastra
这就是 Asat Shastra 的结果
So the problem here is that our soul is sat but we have taken the shelter of the Asat
这里的问题就在于我们这些灵魂呢本性是 sat 可是我们却脱避于 Asat
This is the situation in the material world
这就是物质世界的处境
We're not thinking about the eternal, we're only thinking of the temporary, the material.
我们没有想着永恒的东西，只是想着短暂的，想着物质的东西。
And that's the cause of all of our anxiety in the world.
这是我们在这个世界上所有焦虑的原因。
And Arjuna's anxiety is also caused by this.
Arjuna 的焦虑也是由这个引起的。
And he's thinking on the bodily platform of life.
他在从躯体化的这种概念上考虑问题。生命的躯体化概念上考虑问题。
So Krishna wants to bring him out of this.
Krishna 想使他摆脱这种想法。
Bring him to the conscious, the platform of eternality, the soul.
让他达到永恒的层面，也就是说灵魂的层面。
We'll go on text 17.
我们继续第十七节。
Avinashi tu tat vidhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyayashyasya nakaschit kartam arhati
你要知道遍透整个躯体的东西不会毁灭没有人能毁灭不朽的灵魂
So the symptom of the soul is consciousness
灵魂的征兆便是知觉
Krishna describes
Krishna 描述
The soul cannot be destroyed
这个灵魂是不能被毁灭的
The spirit soul is atomic
灵魂是原子般的。
It is a spiritual atom which is smaller than the material atom.
是灵性的原子，比物质的原子要小得多。
When Prabhupada went to America, when he was invited to MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
有一次，帕帕被邀请，他去美国的时候，有一次受到马萨诸塞州的麻省理工大学的邀请。
So he challenged all these engineers and scientists that you are so big scholars. Tell me, what is the difference between the living and the dead body?
他挑战那些工程师和科学家们，他挑战这些大学者们说，你们能告诉我，在躯体和灵魂之间有什么区别？可是他们没有一个人能给出恰当的答案。
So here, in the purport, Prabhupada explains that.Without the soul, there's no life in the dead body.
在要旨之中，帕帕就解释，如果要是没有灵魂的话，躯体之中便不会再有生命。
The symptom of the soul is there in consciousness.
灵魂的这个征兆就是用知觉来体现出的。
And when the consciousness is gone, this is a sign that the soul has also left the body.
当知觉不存在的时候，就意味着灵魂也离开了这个躯体。
Without the soul in the body, then the body begins to deteriorate.
在躯体中没有灵魂，躯体就开始腐烂。
All the different energies of the body, they all come from the heart.
躯体之中所有不同的能量都来源于心脏。
And that is where the soul is situated. The soul is situated in the heart.
而这就是灵魂所在的地方，灵魂就处在心脏之中。
Prabhupada explains how insane people, they think the soul is the same as the all-pervading Vishnu.
帕帕解释说，那些不清醒、不理智的人，他们就认为灵魂跟无所不在的 Vishnu 是一样的。
Prabhupada actually saw when he was in New York in 1966, there was some yogi preaching this philosophy.
帕帕自己其实实际见过这个，在1966年纽约，有一位 yogi 就在传教这种哲学。
And he would tell his students that they should meditate, that you are the sun, and then you are the moon.Oh no, you are controlling the sun. You are controlling the moon.
他告诉他的学生们要冥想，你在控制太阳，你在控制月亮。
In other words, the idea is that you are the all controlling, all powerful Vishnu.
他的这个想法就是说，你是无所不能控制的 Vishnu.
So he had, you know, the yogi was cheating, having his students sit and meditate like this.
这个瑜伽师，这个 yogi 让他的学生们这样的打坐冥想，其实是在骗人。
And people are thinking, oh, he's a good teacher. We're really learning. We're really enjoying.
可是人们却还在想，这真是个好老师，真有学问，我们可真享受他的教学。
And they're thinking, I am controlling the sun.
还在想着我在控制太阳。
Well, if you're controlling it, where is the sun? You know, let's see it.
如果你要控制太阳，那太阳在哪儿？让我们看看。
It's so ridiculous. So this Mayavadi philosophy is so ridiculous. So Prabhupada said, this is the philosophy of insane people.
所以 Mayavadi 的这个哲学是如此的荒谬。帕帕就说，这个 Mayavadi 的哲学是那些不理智的人的哲学，不清醒的人的哲学。
In this purport also, we have information about the size of the soul, how it's so minute, 1/100th of 1/100th of the tip of the hair.